Chapter 3, Old Books, Old Friends. Written by Pat Brisson and illustrated online by Trinka Hakes Noble. It was Gabby's turn to sit in the front seat next to Mr. C. "So what did you think of the Sterling Mine, Gabby?" Mr. C asked. "That rainbow room was the best. I didn't even know about fluorescent minerals before today. It was like magic, the way they changed from ordinary-looking rocks to out-of-this-world beautiful. I wish my younger brothers could have been there. I can try to describe it to them, but I think you have to see it to believe it. I'm sorry we didn't find the seeds from the imagination tree, though." Mr. C nodded. "But at least we have another clue to go on. We should get to the Patterson Public Library in less than an hour." "Do we know anything about this library?" she asked him as they pulled onto the highway. "Well, it's a library, so it must be a great place. Am I right or am I right?" Mr. C answered. Gabby smiled and rolled her eyes. "Correct as usual, Mr. C. But if you want, you can use my phone and go online and see what you can find out," he told her, handing it over. "Cool," Gabby said. And by the time they arrived, she had managed to find out a few interesting facts about their destination. Like that the building was built with money donated 130 years ago by Mary Elizabeth Danforth as a memorial to her father, and it claimed to be the oldest public library in New Jersey. "What kind of books were kids reading back then?" she wondered aloud. Mr. C thought for a minute. "Alice in Wonderland, and the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tales, and Treasure Island," he told her. "I'm impressed, Mr. C. What are you, a genius?" Mr. C laughed. "No, I'm a librarian." A little while later, they all piled out of the bookmobile and stood on the sidewalk staring up at the massive building. "Wow, look at this place," said Cooper. "It looks like some kind of museum." "Or maybe a monument to knowledge," said Maya. "Well, the guy who designed this library also designed one of the most famous monuments in the country," Gabby told them. Cooper jumped in. "Oh, let me guess, Mount Rushmore?" "Not even close," Gabby said. "The Statue of Liberty?" "Nope." "The Empire State Building? Yankee Stadium? The White House?" "No, no. And no, but at least you're getting warmer. Henry Bacon, the man who designed this library building, also designed the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. "That's the one with a giant statue of Abraham Lincoln sitting in a giant chair, right?" Cooper asked. "Right," said Gabby. Jamal said, "That reminds me of something Lincoln once said. How many legs does a dog have if you call the tail a leg?" "Well, that's easy," said Cooper. 5. Jamal shook his head. "No, 4. Calling a tail a leg doesn't make it a leg." Cooper and the others nodded their heads slowly, taking in the truth of that statement. Mr. C broke the silence. "And calling ourselves the Jersey Trackers doesn't make us trackers, unless we get on the trail and find those seeds," Mr. C told them. "Now let's get tracking." They climbed the front steps, making plans out loud for what part of the library grounds they were headed for. Jamal and Chelsea decided to search around the outside of the building, because they figured if the Jersey Devil had a hand in this mystery, he really would have stood out if he'd gone inside the building. Maya and Simon thought they would work together. "Maybe we're wrong about it being the Jersey Devil. Maybe it's about him," Simon explained. "Let's go search for clues in the folklore section," he added. Gabby didn't say where she was heading, but she was sure in a hurry to get there. "Where are you going, Gabby?" asked Cooper. 635, she told him, not slowing down. Cooper hurried to catch up with her. 635? What are you talking about? It's not even 2 o'clock yet. It's not a time. It's a Dewey Decimal number, 635. The gardening section, We're looking for seeds, right? What better place to look than the books on gardening? Great idea. Can I come with you? Cooper asked. Sure, Gabby told him. Just keep your eyes peeled for anything that might lead us to seeds or the Jersey Devil or anything suspicious. They were in the children's department now, and Gabby found the nonfiction section easily. She ran one hand along the shelved books and read the call numbers to herself in a whisper. Finally, she stopped so suddenly that Cooper bumped into her. I'm not seeing any seeds, Cooper said, or hoofprints in the carpet. He squatted down next to Gabby and read some of the titles. The Gardening Book, Gardening Fun, Wildlife Gardening, Kids Container Gardening. Did you find something, Gabby? He asked as she pulled three books from the shelf. Somebody must have put these here by mistake. Good old Barney. I used to read these to my brothers when they were little. Cooper grabbed Gabby's arms. What did you say? He asked. Gabby looked at him strangely. I said I used to read these to my brothers when they were little. No, before that. Somebody must have put these here by mistake. There were a bunch of these books. Barney Goes to the Farm. Barney Goes to the Dentist. Barney Goes to the... Lighthouse, Cooper blurted out. No, I don't think I ever read that one, Gabby told him. No, you found the next clue, Gabby. You did it. I heard you say it. You said good old Barney. Okay, but how is that a new clue? You know I like to surf, right? And my family goes down to my grandparents' house on Long Beach Island every summer for the month of July. Cooper was so excited he was talking way too loudly for a library. Yeah, Gabby whispered at him, hoping he'd get the hint to lower his voice. But what does that have to do with this mystery? The lighthouse on Long Beach Island is the Barnegat Lighthouse. It's nicknamed Old Barney. Come on, we have to find the others and tell them. We're going down the shore.